Strange Adventure.
Jerry Gordon and his two guests stood on the porch of the cabin that overlooked the wooded shore of Loon Lake. A strong east wind swept off the lake, rustling the trees and rippling the clothing of the three men. Lance Rice, the writer, noticed the small boat bobbing at the landing.
Wind's too strong this morning, so we'll have to postpone our fishing trip. I think I'll take a hike over to Luke Lee's place. Maybe I can get a good story out of him.
Grant Fisher, prominent New York banker and a partner of the two men in a business venture, nodded.
Well, I'll drive into town for some supplies and ammunition. Care to come along, Jerry?
Oh, thanks, but I'll finish cleaning the guns and look after things till you fellas get back.
Gordon watched his friend set off in opposite directions from the cabin, then returned to his work with ramrod and oil. A few minutes later, he looked up to see sunlight gleaming on a rifle barrel aimed at him through the open window. He dropped to the floor instinctively, but a moment too late. The gun flamed, and Gordon fell, mortally wounded. It was mid-afternoon when Jonathan Hawk of Homicide, answering a frantic phone call, turned into the winding road that led along the lake shore. As he glanced lakeward, the wind whipped at his face, and he saw white caps building up on the water. Upon his arrival at the cabin door, he was met by two very worried and frightened men. Lance Rice told his story as the police officer examined the body of Jerry Gordon.
I was walking along the shore of the lake when my hat blew into the water. I was fishing it out with a stick when I heard a shot. Wondering what had happened, I ran back down the trail to the cabin. Fisher was here, bending over Gordon's body. His hands were covered with blood.
Grant Fisher suddenly turned toward Rice, his fist clenched in anger.
I don't like that implication. Certainly there was blood on my hands. I'd been trying to stop the bleeding. I was some distance down the road when I heard the shot. By the time I'd driven back here, Gordon was too far gone for me to do any good.
Did you see anyone when you got back to the cabin?
No, Inspector, there was no one in sight. Rice and I searched for the gun that had killed Gordon, but neither of us was able to find it. I phoned your office right after Jerry died.
I see. Both you gentlemen were partners with Gordon in the building project, weren't you? And his share would be divided between you in case of his death?
Rice looked indignantly at the inspector.
Oh, that's right, but surely you don't think...
That one of you might have killed your partner? I certainly do think so. And after hearing both your stories, I know which one of you to hold for further questioning.
Jonathan Hawk turned to Lance Rice, his voice grim in accusation.
Mr. Rice, as a writer, you should have been able to concoct a more plausible alibi. You told me your hat had blown into the lake when you heard the shot that killed Gordon. A strong east wind was blowing off the lake, so no matter which direction you were walking, your hat couldn't possibly have blown into the water. I'm holding you on suspicion of the murder of Jerry Gordon.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of...
Strange Adventure.